Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gorillas Dancing While Hammered. That's from Ethan Revell on Patreon. And we're giving Patreon members early access to our pre-taped episodes. And also, we mention your name on the air and lots of other stuff that we're trying to put together for the 420 Club. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. I'm doing shows in San Francisco as part of SF Sketchfest this weekend. Go to sfsketchfest.com for tickets and info. Then Tuesday, January 15th, Doug Loves Movies is back here in Los Angeles at the UCB Theater. And other cities I'm visiting in January are Tacoma, Washington, Las Vegas, Nevada. And on February 2nd, I'm in Dallas, Texas. All of my stand-up and podcast taping dates can be found at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show. It goes blank so we don't just sit here looking at ourselves the whole time. Because that's what I would do, especially with these sunglasses on. Blast off! We're back here in this basement. It's January something.
Spaceman.
2019, first show of 2019.
Getting all sorts
and
of fun.
We're here with Adrienne Earhart. She's a newbie.
And, thank you. Wow.
And one of the oldest of our guests, Pete Holmes.
Old B1 Kenobi.
No.
I mean, we got to get you a five timers robe. I bet you've been on
Is
even more than that.
Really? I'm
honored.
The
sixth time they put a cigar in the pocket.
Do they? Like I just won the PGA Open.
The seventh time they just changed the color of the rope that holds the robe together. the belt.
Yellow.
Is it? It's a rope. It can be a if you're a monk, it's a rope.
Yeah.
Taekwondo robe.
Taekwondo
I'm
rope.
So sorry.
This person's the right guest for me. Taekwondo rope.
You guys are going to have fun together.
Yeah,
I'm into it. Are you already stoned?
I'm what?
Are you stoned? Are you
pre-baked? I had a couple
Did
of...
Did you pre-bake the
ice? I had an IV drip.
I mean, you know, I'm not as hilarious as I was before we started the show today when I'm not high.
Okay.
You're saying...
I mean, I don't want to repeat it, but you said I had the joke of 2019.
You did
it's
have
a little
the joke
early
of
to call it. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Hey, so quick programming note. We started late because there was some sort of issue with YouTube, and then we pre-taped an opening for an episode that's going to be a couple weeks from now. So that's what you saw first, I think, today, accidentally. But we'll get this all together for the archive version. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
You edit the archive version?
No.
Oh.
We just put it on there.
What's my
gonna,
mugging camera?
We're
Which
take
camera
out
do I mug
the,
to?
Probably.
I'll Krasinski to that camera.
The Office is on every streaming service and every channel all the time now. So you can just, if you're like, I want to watch some Office, you can just find it and watch it.
It's available to you.
But that's that extra device of that extra punch in that the camera will do when somebody's looking at somebody like, what the fuck did you just say? They don't have to say anything, and it's always hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's always so just such a funny thing to just move in on the face a little bit.
Do they say things?
What do you mean?
Occasionally.
Because you're saying it like you're mad that they say things. That
no.
They're like,
no. No, I'm just
saying
that,
that's not necessary.
A lot of times, especially at the end of a scene, you'd want like a you know, what do they
right,
call it? What's
a blow.
The word? A blow.
Yeah. A blow.
You want a blow at the end.
Yeah.
And these don't need a blow because the camera work does the blow.
Mm-hmm. The face is the blow.
Mm-hmm. That's what we say.
Nonverbal communication, 65% of all communication.
OMG stats. I need some stats. Stat. Okay. This is pre. I was saying off camera And I have the type of brain that you just suggest weed and I start
You know you're about
high.
To smoke and then you start acting silly.
Same as mac and cheese. I'm sorry.
You're googly.
I am googly?
Go what were you going to say, mac and chia? What?
When I make mac and cheese or something like it, I'll already feel like I've eaten mac and cheese. Does anyone relate to that? Like you're making it and you're like, your stomach starts to feel a little heavy and feels like it's snowing outside and you're rock hard. Okay, sorry.
You can smell
I'm so
it.
Sorry.
You had a good childhood.
Yeah, no.
Pete's HBO special, Clean Dirty, is
Dirty Clean.
Available
God
now
damn it.
On BHO.
I don't call yours BHO mouth potty.
It's on BHO. Download.
It's full spectrum.
Og, you went backwards.
HBO
that
go.
Was very funny. You're like me today. You're loving your own stuff.
I do.
Og, and you kept saying it until we acknowledged it. That's right out of the old Holmes playbook.
I think the way you can coin a word or phrase these days is you just say it on the internet. So I want to coin real quickly the word funcept, which is when you have an idea that leads to something fun.
I love it. I'm going to use it in my life. Can I put one out there?
Yeah, give us a good funcept.
Oh, no, I don't have a good funcept.
Oh, you got another
I have
word.
A phrase to coin.
Okay.
Distrasting.
Whoa.
It's distracting casting. When like Michael Caine is the ice cream vendor or something, you're like, that's distrasting.
Like
he's
it.
Just like, hey, it's your vanilla. It's like, why was it him? Distracting casting. It also happens in showbiz. Like if you're in a movie, I go distrasting. Takes
right.
me out of it.
Right, yeah, we don't want to see each other.
I'll believe Denzel Washington's somebody else, but if it's you, I'm like, what the fuck is Doug doing in that movie?
Well, that's
you're like,
why...
my name's Miles. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking Doug.
I play Doug more.
Very distressed.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I play Doug more often than I don't, though. So I mean, usually people are referring to me as Doug. At one time, another character in a scene on Curb Your Enthusiasm called me Doug because he knew that was my name.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a name in the scene.
And then?
And he just called me that. So then in the credits, Doug Benson as Doug.
As not as himself?
Mm-mm.
You were Doug Falabaster.
The sativa today is called watermelon. And the indica...
That name's taken. We have a thing called watermelon. We call it the kitchen sink. We have a kitchen sink.
They should probably have another word there, like watermelon
fun. Yeah, watermelon funcept.
And then the indica is called Rockstar,
ooh.
Which of course is a beverage and a movie.
Less confusing. You don't serve rock stars at a picnic.
But we don't touch the indica as a general rule because we have other things to do today.
That's funny, I like indica.
I like indica
yeah,
too.
All right, well, let's bust it out then. Let me remind you that it's called Rockstar.
We should smoke sativa.
We could also
and look
salad.
It comes in a smaller jar because that's how potent it is.
I don't like this.
That's not true. It's just a smaller amount of...
This let's start, of that. Don't you want to start with sativa?
Yes, yeah. Good plan. Yeah. I like this. Are you going to turn it into a little three-course situation?
Yeah.
Have you breakfast done dabs lunch? Yet, Pete?
I'm not doing no dabs.
We could have teased that maybe it would happen.
Oh, you know, maybe at the end.
Keep people watching.
If you sign up for a Patreon plan of level five.
Pete will do a dab.
I'll smoke dabs and just kill a dog. What do you do on dabs?
No, you cry a lot.
Have you done
really?
Dabs? Have you done dabs?
A bunch. I used to do that before I went to the gym.
You used to do dabs before the gym?
Otherwise I wouldn't go.
Like debilitating.
Not if you do a little tiny amount. Like, you know, like an eye booger size? Like, that's...
Hold on.
But you can go to the gym sleepy.
It's not... You don't mean to be sleepy. It's super lemon haze, something with pinene, opens your bronchioles, and, like, a little bit more...
Are you a doctor?
No.
I'm not kidding. I don't know. What are... Who
I'm
are
in
you?
Industry.
You're in the industry.
I mean,
the
but Dr. Earhart.
Oh, the
would
cannabis.
Be a cool name, Dr.
Wouldn't
Earhart.
It? Wouldn't it?
Dr. Earhart.
Like a surgeon of hearts.
Yeah. That puts air in them.
Earhart?
I don't know if that's how they...
Only I'm qualified to put it.
You don't want air in your heart. That's, you know, you get the bubble in the IV and that's how you die. Like a lazy assassin just puts the... I don't want to be smothered by a pillow and I don't want to be killed with a ginger prick of a pin into my IV. You kill me, come with me with like a hot... I want Casey Jones.
Gun maintenance is a hassle. I'm a lazy assassin. Just a little dropper is all I got to carry. It's easy to get through airport security.
Extra sharp earring.
Earn it. If you're going to murder me, earn it.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Earhart.
have to go to the top of a tall building, at least.
Yes.
Don't be like on the, you know, take have the elevator.
Have a scheme. I want to die after I hear something like this. That wasn't a graham cracker. Like, that's how I want to go. Like, with some forethought. And I'll go, you care, and then I'll die.
Yeah, it bums me out, like, when bad guys in movies die without, like, without us seeing, the final expression on their face when they realize that they lost.
Yeah, you gotta
know. I
want
that satisfaction.
Of course.
And then I go, whoa, like, the great one, Alan Rickman falling off the building in Die Hard.
Brilliant.
It's just, like, so great getting him to watch him go, hey, this is not gonna work out.
Wait.
You wanna watch the light leave their eyes?
Yeah. We robbed the vault.
Pretty good.
My Alan Rickman, it's going to get better.
Okay.
Can you do Alan Rickman doing a Texan accent in that one scene where he
Does
pretends
he?
To be? Yeah, he's on the, get you know.
Cowboy. My Alan, what is that movie?
He's like, I'm from Texas.
I don't want Alan Rickman from anywhere, but wherever the fuck he's from.
No, but in
Northern
Die Hard,
England.
He does a
Northern way. But mine, and it's always in Harry Potter. He's always just his whole role is just going somewhere.
No,
Mr. Potter. And then like Harry's brushing his teeth, and he's just behind him going, brushing your teeth. Like he's just always narrating. Yes, I'm brushing my teeth.
Have you heard? Have you heard the latest knock knock joke, Mr. Potter?
Have you noticed what's trending on Twitter?
Your parents are dead.
Oh, his parents are dead.
I recommend today's family circus.
Ha! Did I ever tell you my favorite?
Potter.
This is a real family circus. Do you want to know what it is?
Uh-huh.
It's Billy, the redheaded one, pointing to a pot on the stove. Uh-huh. Do you want to know what the caption is? What's cooking in that pot?
That's it.
That's the
That's
end.
It. That's the curiosity of a child.
What's cooking in that pot? Hey, that's the right show. Give me the peacemaker.
Maybe the joke is they're making crack in it or something.
That is creative
making
thinking.
Making meth.
It's the head of his brother.
Or nothing's cooking because he's a latchkey kid and his parents are divorced.
And he's boiling water and they're pretending supper's on the way. It's a heartbreaking tale.
And then the next day, maybe it continues the next day and someone's standing there and they say, shut up and get in.
It's the next day you get the punchline.
You're going to get cooked in that pot. You little piece of shit.
Oh my God.
My circumference would have to be quite large.
All right, don't do terrible things to children. You guys.
Don't do it.
Just joking
don't cook
around.
Them.
Just joking.
So many of the things we say today will be jokes.
We got to smoke weed, you guys.
Every day.
That's
smoke weed every we other day or once or twice a month.
Whichever one of these, all of these have been loaded with the sativa that we decided to open with. And then we'll load something. I'll put
you're
some
in
indica
biz.
Into another
What
one.
Do you mean right-handed?
Because you carb it on the left, so you want to light
carb
it.
I'm not doing carbs this month. Okay.
It's so LA. What the?
You got a month-long resolution going?
What if I blew out a perfect... ship.
It could happen.
Like Gandalf.
Oh, I should have waited for the whole thing.
What if it was, though? It's not, that was too much.
There's
already.
A scene where he blows out a ship.
Yeah, because.
Then everybody, all the hobbits jump into it.
Yeah, Frodo does like a ring. And then Gandalf's like, suck it, I'm a wizard. No underrobe is under this robe. Why didn't his robe have crescent moons and stars on it?
Unnecessary.
Listen.
Less is more.
No. More is more. That's why we came up with the word more. All these less is more people need to learn what more means.
We don't have enough. What should we call what we want?
Less.
Let's call it more.
If it was less, that wouldn't be more,
please,
man.
Please, sir, I want some less.
Also, when people are like, if not now, when?
Later.
Yeah. That's why we made up later. Well, if not now... We don't go to the gym now. When will we go? At 4.
Yeah.
I have a thing at 3.
And more crowded, but you're going to go.
I'm going to smoke dabs.
Yeah.
And go. You smoke dabs and go to the gym.
Do a dab
and
go to the gym, yeah.
Little dabble, don't you?
You got to dab and get up and go, though, because otherwise you're going to die in that couch.
Oh, man. No one's ever died from weed, have they?
No. Couch lock.
Couch
really,
lock?
Doesn't, you know, with the legalization in all these states, you'd think we'd be, you know, hearing about weed deaths.
None.
And they're not happening.
You said that like you knew about one, but like you covered it up.
No.
Like, none. Oh, don't anybody Google Timothy O'Malley.
This is where the camera
hasn't been many, Annie.
camera would pan in, and I'm just staring far away at nothing. Yeah, no, there's no deaths from cannabis. We're good. We're chill.
Did you get to hit that yet?
I did. I'll hit it again. Okay, if good.
You'd like. No, as often as you like. I just want to.
I saved half greens.
Make sure that people aren't being mean.
Sometimes
on the internet.
People care about that.
Let's agree.
Half greens.
Right. That a star crescent moon wizard robe Mm-mm. for Gandalf is worse.
No.
No, I agree with you.
Okay, it is worse.
So you didn't wait for the ending.
I didn't wait.
I'm with you.
I'm American.
No, I have my opinion now.
I'll fire it at you.
I'm agreeing with you. It's stupid.
Okay.
Everyone, I agree.
Okay.
It's very stupid. If Gandalf, in this perfect movie, had stars and crescent moons on it, what percentage would the movie be worse? The movies are exactly the same, except his robe.
Well, describe the detail.
Has, like, costume shop, Halloween shop style, big white stars and crescent moons all over it in a pattern that you can recognize. You kind of go, like, that's where the pattern repeats.
Different phases
random.
Of the moon?
No, dude. Just
moon?
One crescent moon and one big star, and it repeats.
Unwatchable. Distrasting.
Whoa! Somebody just funstigated.
Had to haunt him.
Finstons?
So what funcept? Is it?
Funcept. Yeah.
That is a
man, we're the best. Yeah. God gave a plant, and he's like, here it is, and he didn't tell us, and he was like, they'll figure it out, and one day we dried it and burned it, and we're like, we thought it was garbage.
It's pretty cool that he came up with a plant that somebody had to figure out, let's light it on fire.
Yes.
Suck on it.
Which means, have we smoked every plant?
No.
Right? Did somebody smoke a cactus and go, guys, everybody go home.
But then someone was like, I ate the inside of it, and I'm like, peyote, bro.
You don't think we could smoke sea plants?
Oh, I've smoked kelp.
Yeah?
Did I say smoked?
Snorted.
Did I say Yelp?
It's really good for your colon, I hear.
Seafood restaurants are ranked on kelp. Kelp.
Nice.
Do you have the kelp app? How many stars does the sushi place have on kelp? You could tweet it.
Not enough. Sounds it's like a cry for Yelp.
It's going to get
seriously,
a lot.
Seriously, though, like just focusing on people that want seafood could be a whole site called kelp. Mm-hmm. And it's just people reviewing seafood places.
But then you're going to get ginky porn links in there and stuff.
Why? No, real.
Where they shoved squids and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going.
It can't stay family fun, you know. Do we want
got
to
got it. Someone, for real, someone designed that. First of all, someone smoked every plant. That's high thought number one, and it's excellent. Number two, some guys got together in a room and had to come up with, like they had the horn, and they didn't make the horn. They're like, blow air through it, and it went,
it was sailors.
It has to be programmed.
Right?
Sailors, no, sailors are using
whales?
The technology.
Yeah.
You think we got it from whales, man?
I do. I think we're copying whales.
Oh, man, do the whales get residuals, man? Residuitales? Whale tail. Hashtag.
Oh, my God.
Christian Bale.
Hashtag right, Christian Bale. I'd like to thank Satan.
Thank you, everybody. Real good time.
Is that what he sounded like? I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
He I'd like Satan. To thank Satan.
I'd like to thank Satan. It's like, do the Batman, boys. I'd like to thank Satan. I love people to thank.
Somebody should fix his speech and make it all Batman voice.
He should always be Batman. There should also be an app that makes your emails more polite if you want them to. So you're writing an email and you're in a rush, and then the polite app goes, hold up. I'm going to throw a few pleases in there. And an emoji, a smiley face emoji at the end. Is this cheer mom, dude? How about the rose emoji? I don't know what a mom emoji
I
is.
I say please in almost every sentence in emails. Like,
is that
mom
true?
Died, please.
Ah, well, don't use the what I call it?
Rum-pa-pum-pum.
That's
why would it be?
Someone was like, it could be.
Let's do a donkey noise.
And they're like, is that a donkey? Try a whale. And they're like, what's a whale sound like? See? No, he did a whale. You did.
He
I'm going to prove that I was right.
Higher octave orca, but my whale did. It's a baritone whale.
Nobody knows the difference between an orca and a whale.
It's a whale when there's a full moon.
Here is a whale if it was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello, dearie. With kelp dripping off their face.
You can rate that joke on kelp, man.
All right, we gotta go. We'll be right back.
Five stars.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Remember when there was a time when you were always ready to go in the bedroom? Well, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence back by going to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. BlueChew is prescribed online and ship straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. There's no excuse to not try and get some of that mojo back that you've been missing. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners and viewers. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Doug. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code D-O-U-G to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice.
We're back.
You should need a prescription.
Ship it,
for
Pete.
Something that makes your dick rock hard for no reason. That's not something they should just be given out.
I think they have a reason why they want their dick to get hard, actually.
Not every time. Sometimes you just want to go out and be like, this makes no sense.
Sometimes you just want to gum. Just want to chew on something and not get an erection.
Churn butter.
I used a dick pill and then went on a date and it didn't go anywhere. And then at night you're in bed with it and it's like you put up the bat signal and Batman came and you had no reason. You're just like, why did you call me here? And you're like, I thought there'd be crime to fight.
You have a boner still in this scenario? Or?
No.
I'm lost in the crossfire.
What I'm saying is that's a bullshit sponsor, man.
All right, man. Alicia's here with the pot topics.
Yeah.
Pot topics.
Yeah, this is an addition to the show, Pete. She's going to walk us through some news stories.
Okay.
And I'm a little weirded out.
Good.
I'm going to be honest, I don't like the shit.
People.
I really thought you consulted him when you hired me.
Well, you know, later a bearded man is going to sit next to you and try to make you do dabs.
A bearded man?
Really?
Yes.
Gandalf?
Yeah, but it'll be. You can say no. It's going to be fine. And, you know, just interject whatever you want to the pot topics.
Okay, I will.
I used to try to read them, and you'd just interrupt everything I say. We thought if there's somebody else reading them that they might get to talk more.
Is that true?
Yeah, because we're friends, so you don't respect me at all.
I hear that, but that's kind of like sad.
You created
like,
jobs.
I don't think it's sad, but it seems like if you were on mushrooms, that would be sad. You'd be like, I have to have someone else read them? Because no one listens?
Like, yeah, because I'm also not good at reading them.
No, we could, but then someone else would have to do them.
Oh, man.
And next
but
thing
then
you know,
I'd be on my job. What would I do?
Be Kate Micucci.
I mean, okay, I didn't know that was an option.
She's adorable.
I'm high enough to think you're Kate Micucci.
That's the biggest compliment I've ever received,
I think. I think you look like her. I'm not so high that I think that is Kate Micucci.
I've never gotten that look-alike before.
She put a blonde wig on and bam.
Anyway.
Kate did? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do some pot topics.
Hey, pot topics. Pot topic. This wasn't a story I was going to share, but you were talking about other plants that you can smoke, and I did.
Ooh,
I did just see that Switzerland. They were testing out smoking part of liverwort, like the moss, and there's a THC-like compound in it, and they found that people who smoked it did get kind of lethargic, and their pain was less. So
they smoked what?
Liverwort.
Liverwort.
Yes. Yeah.
Smoking liverwort. Must stop.
Just smoking?
Ace potion.
Yeah, but they have to extract like a very small amount, and it requires so much of it in order to get enough to actually really affect people.
That's what I've always said.
I'm not saying it's a good, yeah, it's not necessarily going to be a replacement, but
I'll fucking do it. Sorry, can I curse?
Yeah.
I'll smoke it. Yes.
Okay.
Can you curse? I think you seem pretty good at it.
For your test. For all
I won't
your
be neutral
needs.
About my feelings about it either.
Ooh.
I don't understand the rest.
It was a Swiss joke.
I got it. I did. Hey, so in Oregon.
Garfunkel knows.
How many pounds of weed do you think that people in Oregon are smoking per year?
Ooh.
No.
Smoking
pot
and inhaling.
Quiz, hop shot.
Or just... It's like $20 an ounce. So I'm going to say pounds, though. $20 ounce.
I like that you're thinking in prices. I don't know.
What's the question again?
How many pounds Oregonians, is that right, are smoking per year?
How much they're smoking per year?
How many
all of them in
pounds
Oregon.
Pounds of cannabis.
The entire
per
state.
Person?
We were just
no,
there,
the
so we contributed
state.
To
oh,
the number.
Together.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yes. How many?
200.
I would say at least a million.
Without going over.
No. That's crazy.
Pounds?
Yeah.
In a month?
In a year.
Oh, times 12?
Wow.
Hold on.
It's 721 pounds.
People?
Did you look at the card?
I'm sorry, I looked at the card. I just want the math to be
no,
over.
You said pounds.
I feel like this question's
how
been
many
happening
pounds?
For a long time.
You know what I find? People in this city can't
like
not
it.
Look at the cards,
a
no matter what
we're
talking about. It
no,
is like a baby.
To know.
That's
I know.
Like this big.
But
that's
I didn't really look,
like
though.
That.
It's like a so, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to say upwards of a million. Okay. Can I be vague? So if it's 600K, I still get it.
721,000
sure.
is the answer, though, because I looked.
Well, yes.
No, you really did?
How much did
no
you say?
No way, man. I didn't look.
All right.
No, I don't know.
I said 721,000. If that's correct, I didn't look.
Is this like Price is Right where you get closest?
It
tomorrow?
Is incorrect. They are actually only smoking less than 375,000 pounds per year.
That still sounds like a lot.
But what I think you were getting onto is that as of the new year, they now have 1.3 million pounds of excess just because it's been so overproduced.
It's crazy.
Oh, so now they're trying to propose a new law that would allow them to send the excess to Washington and
interstate
California
travel.
And other states that have recreational. Yeah,
yeah man.
Just they
send it
so
to D.C., man. Send it to the White House.
1600 Pennsylvania.
Send them all the extra weed.
Yeah.
Because they need to chill.
Chill out.
I love it.
So down in Vegas, there was a marijuana dispensary that sold the most
in Vegas?
Expensive.
Yes.
The most expensive pot product to date, not including really fancy bongs, but this was an $11,000 marijuana-packed cigar. And a couple guys from LA all pulled together to get it because they wanted to ring in the new year with it. And previously, the record was...
Yeah, I hope something bad happens at the end of this.
The record was a similar one sold in Seattle last June for $10,000. But this has 24 grams of weed in it. Uh-huh. And it's a 24-karat gold leaf-coated exterior. And it's made by Washington State-based company Lyra.
Oh, so it's worth it.
Does the money go to charity?
Nope, just that dispensary.
Why are we doing this?
Nobody could smoke it, right?
Why are we
right?
doing this?
Don't what do you mean?
They can't actually smoke it.
I mugged
no,
to all
going,
of them.
That's why they bought it. They wanted to ring a new year by
ooh,
smoking
but
it.
But it's got a gold exterior. Like, that sounds like something you should light on fire and inhale.
I don't know. You
no,
can get,
safe.
Like, food that's like,
the melting gold. Point of gold is very high.
I always
high.
See this video on my Twitter, and there's, like, these chicken things that are wrapped in gold. I see them all the time. I
yeah,
really
but eat
them
in smoke.
Great use of money, fam.
I'm just saying you can't.
Great use of money.
Eat in smoking, man.
Man. Have you on with Tommy Chong sometime?
Me.
Oh my God! I opened for Tommy Chong.
He was just on.
Tommy
two
Chong
shows
was
ago.
Just on.
He's a really nice man. I've always enjoyed every encounter with him.
Nice man, Tommy.
Real
Chong.
Sweetheart, that one.
Yeah, turn this
like,
off and
a,
go back and
just
watch
a nice
that
person,
one.
You know. Yeah. You can tell.
Sweet man.
Mm-hmm. You got more
sweet
facts?
Sweet man.
Heck yeah, I do.
Sweet man.
I have a factor dose. That's a fact overdose.
I don't like it.
Why? Oh, well,
be
why?
Honest.
Why?
Be honest. When you're here, be honest, okay? If only here.
You're
honest.
So fast
I
to
feel
judge,
like there was
Pete.
A solid ring to that word, actually.
Yeah, you said it's so fine. Fast you can like so you it. Didn't fine. Like it.
Yeah.
I'll pick another
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I am allowed to like it. Let
you're,
me feel
you're
that
allowed
way.
To like it. I didn't mean you're not allowed to like it.
Hey,
I was implying
they're equal
you
were now. We're equal now, so okay. We can have opinions.
Women. I agree. read the next.
Yeah,
fact.
Continue.
Oh.
If you wouldn't mind. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, since we're equal, sir.
I could see how you might string those two moments together. They were separate to me. It was like
but
one
equal.
Moment
separate
ended,
equal.
Yes. And then I was like, hey, how about the next one so we don't talk
oh,
about
see,
that.
Oh, see, you just used your own program to go through and make it more nicer and more polite.
I have no program. So she is stone. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah that's got to be part of the
you're
deal.
You're one of us.
I got to work
can't
on that.
Can't invite her down here and give her some weed.
So two key Democratic lawmakers, both in Illinois, have been meeting with interest groups ahead of this next legislative season because they both are really, really pro-recreational. And so the Steens-Cassidy plan, which is named after the two of them, would allow Illinois residents to purchase and possess 30 grams. Oh. And non-residents would be allowed 15 grams.
They don't even have medical right now.
Illinois?
Yeah. I mean, like,
they
it's
have
very
it for
limited
extreme
medical.
Circumstances.
Yeah,
limited
I think that they're one of, like, the strictest you have to have, like, very critical.
That sucks.
Very critical. Yeah.
Extreme circumstances
extreme
like
circumstances.
Snowboarding.
Yeah. Are we worried, though, that the...
If you twist your ankle, you need it.
The comedy might change in Chicago if we were recreationalized.
The comedy
I feel like
scene?
It's the like footloose vibe of Illinois where it's like, you can't do that, you know, where it makes you kind of stretch creatively. But if everyone can smoke weed, then I think it'll change the dynamic there. I just wonder if okay. this is a sativas.
Like, where? I recommend watermelon. The fruit and the green.
Not the green fruit, though, it means not ripe. Yet.
Not the green fruit. Means
watermelon
when
it's too
right?
green, isn't it?
Well, on the okay. inside.
It's gonna be,
and yeah. you got to cut it open.
To
so,
find out, yeah.
And then you might as well eat it.
You might as well eat it.
Eat it, you fucking... Hi. Ooh, this Makuuchi.
Is there any more facts? I like to learn.
See how she sure, asks sure. for more? She says, is there more?
Are there more?
Are there
please,
more?
Please, sir.
Pete's over there. All next right. fact.
Some more.
I forgot about that. Like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Next fact, please.
Sure thing.
LOL. Here we are, LOLing. It's so good to be LOLing together as a family. Instead of just writing it and not doing it.
We can't be friends, but we can be a family.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Wow. That was like your Get Out audition.
I read that on a billboard.
Can't be all friends, right. but you can be family. That's how it works.
Oh, my
visit
Lord.
Visit our clinic today to find out.
Weed is like a jacuzzi, but you swallowed it.
Sure.
I heard Bird Box was like Get Out, but with blindfolds.
Not
they ever? I didn't watch the whole thing. Did they ever find that Bird Box?
Yeah.
No, because they have to wear blindfolds.
Oh. Do you mean a silent place, but with blindfolds?
Oh,
I meant,
OMG.
It was, that was a joke of mistaking oh, okay. a quiet place okay, okay. and another movie.
Oh.
Get Out?
Yeah.
Got it. Caught up on your jokes.
That new one looks way scarier. Us?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get Out's not scary. It's just kind of like, whoa.
Well, it's eerie.
Yeah.
I feel like Jordan Peele was like, let me dip my toe in the horror so I don't freak you guys out. Because that's some genius going on in there.
Us is going to push some buttons.
Intense.
Intense.
I'm excited for the future.
Let's watch it. Intense. Ooh. Extra scary.
Yeah.
Inside
a real camping trip.
Inside an ayahuasca tent?
No, man.
We should watch it on ayahuasca.
Oh, shit, man. Nobody's ever taken ayahuasca and been like, let's get some DVDs going.
Maybe they can stop puking, they'd say that. You don't know.
OMG, it's the purge. Don't
I want something to be playing behind my visions.
Dude, you can't make fun of other plant medicines while you're enjoying the benefits of one. That's like coming into someone's house and shitting on the floor. Shit outside.
But what if that's how you enjoy their house?
That's so fair. And you know what? They're so cool, they'd probably be fine.
Just not on the carpet. Make it easy.
Poop on. I say poop on the carpet. We've been looking for a reason to get rid of it.
Oh, this is specific.
You're doing a mitzvah
there's
now.
A carpet you don't
it's
want?
It's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Sorry. She's I feel like
no, no, you're
great. I
want great.
To know where this
you're
is going.
Great. Sometimes I forget.
I feel
that
like
it's
young Pete
this.
Would have just put his foot on your chair and just.
Like,
how's it going with your new baby? Do you get does your own baby scare you sometimes?
No, man.
she doesn't scare me at all. She's amazing, man. I just turn into Owen Wilson.
Amazing.
Wow.
Man, she's really... Wow. No, how old is she now?
She's like a little person, and sometimes I'm like, where do you really end? You know what I mean?
The complexity
of a person can't just be this. Like, she's got to be like, oh, but like, she's on some other plane.
She's a stage four clinger.
What?
They cling, the babies.
Oh, man. I thought you meant a little piece of turd on your butt after you wiped.
It's from Wedding Crashers, yeah. The Owen Wilson movie with Vince Vaughn.
I didn't like it.
What?
Seriously. I don't like hell comedies where it's like, if only
what?
I could get out of here. This woman's abusing me, but and then Owen Wilson's like, we gotta stay for dinner. You need to let us.
So you have
and then
seen
like
it.
A claw comes out and grabs Vince Vaughn's face. I'm like, what is happening to him in there? It's not worth
that
it. Get out of
so
here.
Much better.
When Pete says he hates a movie, he proceeds to just pick one little weird thing.
No,
that
no,
made him
man.
So unhappy that he hated the whole experience.
It's any hell comedy where the joke is that like you
it's
can
the
never
something
get
from hell.
So, no, no, no.
Those ones. You know what I mean? Forever there
it's,
was
it's
the,
an archetype?
This from hell, the that from hell,
from
the,
hell
the house from hell, the job from hell, the
yeah.
doorbell from hell.
Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone. Oh, sorry.
That's all the time we have for Pot Topics. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia.
Good. Go to take your topics to her on Twitter.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
At Alicia L. Glass. I think
thank
we're already
you.
At break.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, man.
We're already gone. We'll be right back.
Break me off a piece of that.
This week on The Gray Area. Writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity. It's me.
Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's from right now, hashtag now.
Now we're back with, in case you're just joining us, Adrian Earhart is here for the first time.
Adrian!
And Pete Holmes is here for the
last time.
That is perfect. Perfect.
You gotta take those
special moments.
Take those moments. You don't know when the next mom's gonna moan around.
Nope, when they moan, you gotta.
Anna Faris.
Moam. Daniel Kellison, our executive producer's here. He's standing by, fact check anything.
Wait, we're going to answer questions?
Taylor Rizzo's here. He's the dab king of Southern California.
Nice.
That's me.
Yeah. Oh,
hello,
no, wait.
Taylor.
California now, because we went up to Northern California. So you're,
that's true.
You're the dab king of the entire state.
The whole state.
Because we brought this baby back with us. I mean, you put it in your luggage and somehow got through security. Mm-hmm. And
the security of my car.
What's the name of this
back.
Thing again?
This is the Switch by Dr. Dabber. Basically just a giant e-rig that allows you to
that name.
Dab on the go.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Dab on the go.
I feel like our guests today are like a little reticent or flat out don't want to dab at all. How do you feel
resin.
About it, Adrian?
It's resin.
I'll see how I feel when the time comes.
You're
okay,
gonna do
well,
it,
the
man.
Time
the time is
super
here.
Close.
That's the mantra of those that are gonna do it.
But
for
I mean,
sure.
can I
we
call
can
an
we
a
can
friend?
Stall a little bit because Taylor can take a hit. I'll
yeah,
take
do one.
A hit.
Yeah, I want to see how the contraption works.
See, yeah, see it's how it nice. All comes together. It's just basically like taking a big bong rip.
Ceramic nail.
Looks hits like you real the fast. Engine on the DeLorean.
Ceramic nail. I preloaded it. And
put
then
some fucking garbage in that because we have to go.
How many gigawatts is there in that when it's going?
Man, that riff was premium. Now it's gone because he told
1.
Us the colors.
1.21
gigawatts. That would have been funnier if we heard my joke. Jesus Christ! This dude's here to like talk about colors and say numbers, and it's like fun was here.
Oh
fun
well, check here. This out. You're gonna love this. Just random names. You ready for random names?
Yeah.
These
did
people
a
are
dab.
All on Patreon in the 420 Club. Jim E. Carlson.
Jim E. Carlson.
Jim E. Carlson.
So not Jim Shit Breath Carlson.
No.
I knew him too.
No, it's had to be something disgusting that begins with E.
Oh, elephant shit
ear
breath.
Hole.
Jimmy Colek.
Egg oh my fart. God, E. period
Egg, Jim Egg Farts Carlson.
Egg Farts.
See, he's proud now that he donated money to us.
Proud to be an egg farter.
Tyler Cresswell. He sounds like a country singer.
Oh, Tyler.
Here comes Tyler Cresswell.
You know what that boy does well?
Crest. Then they've got Peter Raub.
You know who could use some crest? Elephant Shit Breath.
Don't go backwards. There's 90 names here.
Oh, really? I'm not doing a premium riff
for
everyone.
We got a long way to go.
I'll do it every third one.
Short time to get there. Peter Raub. Chance Frost. Come on, give it to him. Chance Frost.
His father, Frost, left him long ago, and he was very sad. I'm sorry.
Chance the Donator.
Roger Tomlinson. Tiffany Ortega.
Tiffany.
Jennifer Romano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody loves Jennifer.
I gave money on Patreon.
Why?
Then you turn it a little this way and it's Kermit.
Why are there so many?
And then it's Owen Wilson.
We have fun. Christopher.
It's Ray Romano. Why?
Are you calling dibs on that one?
No way. That is 100% you.
Okay. So this is Ray Romano wondering about clouds.
Why? Why are there so many? This is or where we Ray buy Romano our ticket has a
question.
To.
Ray Romano has a question.
Why? Why? Why are there so many?
I think you need to.
About rainbows.
That sounds like Muppet Christmas Carol.
All right, we'll cut this out of the episode because it'll be in my next special. My next special, I'm thinking about doing a Christmas special, all Christmas jokes.
Do
That's
it
fun.
In like February.
People can listen to it every year.
Gary Gulman did that.
Who did?
Gerald Gulman.
He really did?
Gary, yeah.
I thought Gary Gulman would do.
Really?
I thought that, but I didn't look it up.
Gerald?
Yeah. I don't think you can't do it. I mean, Frank Sinatra's got a holiday album.
I want to be the only one.
The Bee Gees have a holiday album.
And Sync.
Al Pacino has a holiday album. Jalapeno.
Shut everybody out of this bank. That's from Dick Tracy or Dog Day Afternoon.
Hilarious.
Or Ocean's 13, because his hotel is named Bank.
Oh my God.
My name's Bank.
Wow, he found three ways that an Al Pacino line could work.
Christopher Rodewald.
Ooh, Rodewald.
Put away what?
Oh.
Monster 420.
Monster 420 and put away what?
Mom.
Stir 420.
And Cameron Breckel.
Cameron.
Miami.
Good to see the Breckels.
Sorry about your dad's car. Signed Ferris.
Hilarious.
Hey, can we do a marijuana know something? Did you hit that already?
Cameron did it.
Can I do it?
Yeah. Ferris didn't do it. Cameron did it, man.
This question's got a lot of numbers in it, Pete.
I'm ready.
Not gonna keep
your head down. Let Adrian do all the heavy lifting.
Wheezy, keep your head down.
Is it calculus? I'm ready.
Button hit. Wait for it to go green?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, red means stop?
You don't have
stop?
To lift the carb off. You can just keep it on there.
Okay, the state went green.
Red means hold up.
Hit it. He hit it. So what's the difference between that and weed, man?
Highly concentrated, much higher heat level.
So what does that mean,
man? You get high like that.
Wait, is that the problem with weed?
I wasn't high. I wasn't high. I wasn't high until I did it, and now I'm high. Yeah.
Really?
No.
Instead of hitting the bowl high, six so times like, and having fire, which is carcinogenic, you hit the vape one time and there's no carcinogens. It's a lot healthier.
And less vaping, just in case vaping's not great for you. Which we don't know, man.
We don't know, man.
We don't know.
What's your podcast about, Adrian? We were trying to guess earlier. Let's ask.
Oh,
Pete
it's
to
not
guess.
Live yet.
Adrian,
what's it called?
Glitchin'.
What do you think a podcast called Glitchin' would
Glitchin',
be about?
Glitchin', sweet errors in computer programming.
Is that it?
That's a layer. My husband wouldn't let me write that about it, but yeah, that's a layer.
Really? Yeah. There's enough of those to be more than zero?
Yeah.
I guess I thought it was just the complaint about glitches in video games.
Just a lot of bitching about glitching.
Oh, bitching about glitching. I took bitching to mean like,
oh, the word bitches. Is pretty
like the Beach You're Boys like, version. I got you.
Some bitches have been bitching around here.
Yeah, sorry.
Doing their bitch activities.
My bad.
That are bad. Stop bitching and be bitching, I say. Because bitching is good.
I like
bitching ain't bitching.
I feel like that riff is like 8 out of 10, and it only got a 2 out of 10.
Well, it's funny you asked me if we edit this show because we are going to, for the first time,
edit that show
in the history of the show. Oh. Take something out. What album did Rolling Stone readers vote as the third worst of 1996 and the 16th greatest of all time?
Wait,
whoa.
In 2002.
Hold on, that's a math question, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, it's which album, man.
Oh, it's just a lot of numbers.
It's going to be words, unless it's an album that is numbers.
Yeah, so it came out, and Rolling Stone magazine readers were like, it's the third worst album of this year, 1996. And then Rolling Stone readers called it the 16th greatest album of all time in 2002.
Well, it has to be something.
So it has to be something
amazing.
That some people think sucks and other people think is the best thing.
Or
ever.
That like they 96? Thought
it was ahead of its time.
I'm gonna
like at first it's like what is this, and then later if you're like we get it.
Worst performing album you wouldn't know about because it wouldn't have been. That's hard. I don't know.
Well, third worst of 1996 probably had some notoriety for being so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. What's the worst album of last year? Was there a worst album?
Well, that's...
Somebody put out some real dog shit record?
I would assume a lot of them.
I mean, Nicki Minaj's didn't perform well, but it wasn't dog shit.
Oh my God.
Well, we heard about it because it didn't.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Don't do that.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm scared.
No,
you really don't know who to defend anymore. You know, as soon as you say anything nice about anybody, somebody will tell you what they did wrong.
That's I don't know the true. Album. I'm gonna say not Backstreet Boys. What was 1996?
Oh, wow. Gee, like maybe
what were you wearing? That would have determined what kind of like.
I mean, 16th greatest Jordan of all time. That's pretty huge.
That's why I was like, could it be Nirvana? But Nirvana was a popular
Boys
band.
To Men.
Oh, yeah, they hit
I
the
don't know.
Like the readers would love Nirvana from jump.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They didn't come back. Who came back in 02?
This one, I mean, if you don't have kind of a vague idea, how can you hit on
it?
I got no clue.
We're going to all go, of course.
Are we?
Are we? Oh, you don't know the answer, man.
Cool. No, I don't know it. I want to figure it out with you guys.
We're in the same canoe. I thought you were in a concurrent canoe. I'm yelling questions at us, but you have the answers.
No, I couldn't solo canoe. I just go in a circle.
Because there's only one side?
I got bursitis.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't think I have
canvas.
The queen of Versailles.
Take it back.
The palace of Versailles.
That sucks when you say, I was just joking about the Versailles, but you know, what if I didn't take it back and then I just became known as having Versailles and I couldn't.
People start sending
point,
you topicals.
I just didn't want to say anymore that I was just joking the first time I said it.
Would you watch a movie called Take It Back? Let me tell you a little bit about it.
Are you pitching?
Jason Statham's in it.
Uh-huh. Oh shit, we only got 2 minutes.
And he's, but it's the internet, man. Who's gonna come
down
on
plugs.
You? The internet FCC, man.
No, we're on.
As if there is such a thing.
It's called the government.
We plan a channel that has like you know they have start and stop times, so we don't want to give them episodes that are over the length of time that the slot is.
Thank you for the explanation. That makes sense. Yet.
Do you mean it? Because I do.
Here's the answer.
I like to know things.
She said she liked learning.
More.
Man,
the answer
took
is.
Dab, man.
That's who I am.
You've already been in Fruity Pebbles Bowl over there.
Oh, it does make perfect sense.
What? Who?
It's Weezer's Pinkerton.
Kinda, I do remember that
hated
came back.
Backlash against Weezer when it came out.
God, saying it so.
And then years later, 6 years later.
Oh, I didn't know about the first part. Time. I didn't know they were rejected.
Yeah, man, that makes sense. I should have known that because I feel Pinkerton's a better album than the Blue Album, personally.
Blue Album's the one with the one you just sang.
Saying it so is on the Blue Album, yeah.
Yeah, Pinkerton is like.
Pinkerton's got. The Good Life and El Scorcho.
Ooh, I like El Scorcho.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Plugs?
Oh, shit. Thank you,
Marissa.
Season 3 of Crashing premieres January 20th on HBO. Sweet.
Please watch it while it airs, man.
The new special, Clean Dirty, is now streaming on
Dirty Clean
VHOWLN and HOB.
He's saying it all fucked up, man. It's on HBO. Go, man.
Adrian Earhart, look for Glitchin', launching soon at glitchinpodcast.com. Oh, it is tonight.
It's tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Great Smashing Pumpkin song. I'm listening to it, but you can't hear it.
In the night. You glitched out of here.
Thank you to all you guys for being here, and thank you to Daniel and all everybody on the crew. And
where's the heavy lighter?
Alicia and the heavy monkey is no longer here.
What happened?
Who broke
to
it?
Him?
It broke it. Got broke.
Who broke it?
Well, you love that segment,
didn't
you?
I love that.
You love playing heavy
Wait,
monkey.
Wait, how did he say it's broke?
Está roto.
Está roto, cabrón. Está roto, cabrón.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.